Dan Burn. Dan Blood Clark Burn. Into the England team. What a week for the lad.
On their day, maybe that's the best midfield in the Premier League. They weren't those 50-50s. They won everything.
No shots on target. I saw more clips of Anandet. Is that the end of the Ballon d'Or shouts for Mo Salah? Genuinely, I was listening to him explain and I was like, you are waffling.
It's sort of what's been underlying with Liverpool all season. They never really seemed to get to like that fifth gear.
Because when he was at Brighton...
He's got six fingers, right? I think he's got six fingers. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Episode 127.
It's been a hot minute.
It's been a little while.
Hope you enjoyed the Gillette Soccer Saturday video. Run it up. Run up the numbers.
Yeah, we'll do it again sometime in the future because It was a lot of fun. And we'll make sure to bring along an actual cameraman or something so you can see of the actual night out.
Come.
And not just Tom throwing drinks everywhere. But yeah, it's been an eventful weekend. I mean, it's been an eventful week for Liverpool. Should we start there?
Yeah, let's start with Liverpool versus Newcastle. The Carabao Cup final, the first English domestic trophy available in the season.
I mean, wow.
What, I didn't know Liverpool have won this three out of the last four times.
And Man United won the other one against Newcastle.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, it's just Liverpool's competition. And do you know what? People say it's probably the least glamorous of the UK domestic, the English domestic trophies.
Unless you're Jamie Carragher. Do you see he came out and said that it's a better trophy than the FA Cup?
In what regard?
I was listening to him explain and I was like, you are waffling. He said, because it's midweek, each tie is decided, there's no second legs, blah, blah. I was like, and he was like, because the final is standalone in March, whereas like the FA Cup final is contested in May with the UCL, with the end of the Prem. Who gives a fuck? That's not a reason that the Carabao Cup's better.
If it's midweek and teams are more likely to rotate, then surely it's less prestigious to win because teams don't care about it as much.
And then it's just not a more prestigious cup than the FA Cup. I don't know what he's waffling on about. I don't know if it's because Liverpool have won it three times out of the last four and they're in the final again.
Any cup is a good cup unless it's the Community Shield because no one cares about that.
Facts. But you're Arsenal fans.
But Newcastle fucking deserved it.
Shout out Newcastle. What a week for them. 70-year trophy drought. I knew it was long. I didn't know it was that long.
Going into this final, you had an English manager hadn't won a trophy since 2008.
Since Steve McLaren, I think it was.
Harry Redknapp with Portsmouth in the FA Cup, 2008.
Oh, I might be thinking of last Newcastle manager to win a trophy.
What is Steve McLaren with the playoffs?
I don't know. I just overheard bare stats during the final.
Just bare
and I tried to intake as many stats
but
as possible.
I mean, going into it, English manager hadn't won a trophy since 2008. That's mental.
That is mental.
And then you got no Lewis Hall. Mm. You got no Anthony Gordon.
Mm.
And you're going up against the best team in England.
Facts. I tweeted when Anthony Gordon got that red card. I was like, that's that final done.
And what a fucking performance.
Mate.
Every single player on that Newcastle pitch won their battles. There weren't no 50-50s. They won everything. Every second ball, they were winning. Every run they were making. They were faster, stronger, more switched on Liverpool.
Let's wheel it back. So, Liverpool out of the UCL.
Mm.
And so, it was a bad week for them going into this final. But
and
pretty much
off the back of a pretty poor performance against Southampton as well.
They've looked meaty for a while.
Yeah.
But minus Trent injury, full strength. They chose to play Kelleher in goal over Alisson.
Yep. Which I actually respect.
Yeah, don't really care. He had an all right game. But yeah, Newcastle. So there was an interview with Eddie Howe at the beginning of the match. And it was like, oh, have you approached this game any differently to the final against Man United? And he said that in that final against Man United, they let the emotion get a bit too much to them. Mm. They had a hotel outside of Wembley. So they were just taking in the vibe the whole time. Probably got a little bit to their heads, whereas this time their hotel was God knows where, but he said like outside of London. So kind of take them away from that. And obviously being at the final, losing, it kind of gives you that kind of...
That hunger
to come back
you're
again.
Less likely to be taken over by the
occasion.
The occasion, yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, that was another thing that I think they handled really well. You could tell after games, like all the players were in tears and stuff. So they were clearly were emotional, but before the game and during the game, level-headed. I had about 17 bets for Joe Linton to get yellow carded because he's a walking yellow card. Yeah. Didn't get yellow carded. That shows how
he didn't even like drop kick Eddie.
Cost me about £600, even though he fucking rugby tackled what's his face at the end of the match, Harvey Elliott. Anyway, but yeah, that kind of just shows that like
they're mature, don't they? They mature. Learn from their experience.
Exactly. And yeah, so really good performance from Newcastle. Dominant throughout the entire game. There was obviously like a little 10-minute period at the end for Liverpool where they had about 17 attackers on the pitch.
Van Dijk was playing striker. At some point, Liverpool will have chances.
But apart from that, it was all Newcastle.
Newcastle mitigated Liverpool. They absolutely nullified them. Mm. They were better in every third of the pitch.
Yeah.
And it's sort of what's been underlying with Liverpool all season. They never really have seemed to get to like that fifth gear. Like that top gear.
Well, that's exactly it. That's like the whole season I've kind of been thinking like, oh, maybe... So they're not my favourites for the title. They're not my favourites for the title. And then they somehow racked up a 15-point lead. And I'm kind of like, okay, now I've just got to give up and they're going to win the league. But they haven't like...
Have they really blown me away? A super impressive performance.
Yeah, they haven't blown me away majorly at all this season. But
when they beat Man City...
Points, don't
What I? Was that, 3-0?
Yeah.
I can't remember now. They weren't really that good.
No.
But they seem to be picking up points. And I guess that's a scary thing to think that Liverpool probably have another gear to go. But what if they just don't?
Yeah, well, let's talk about Mo Salah. Because he's pretty much been carrying them their whole season. Like, everyone's been good in this Liverpool team, but he has been putting together.
We'll give them the products where it's deserved. It's been one of Trent's better seasons. Van Dijk's been very imperious.
I think McAllister's been very good.
McAllister, Gravenberg, I think, have been really solid. Szoboszlai's been so-so.
Yeah.
Diaz has had the same sort of thing. Purple patch,
yeah.
Then just poor.
But Salah...
Same with Gakpo. But Salah's always there.
Salah's levels. We've been talking about a Ballon d'Or season from Mo Salah. Mm. But we mentioned the Champions League game, and we'll probably circle back to that at the end of us talking about this Carabao Cup final. But he stunk it up in two legs against PSG. Like, I'm like so bad. Stinker doesn't even cut it. And then this game, no shots on target. I saw more clips of Ant and Dec on the screen.
Of Alan Shearer.
Mate, he was so bad. And it's one of those where if he's not dropping numbers, goals, assists, like he's dropping stupid numbers. But if he's not doing that in a game,
he doesn't affect the game in other ways.
He is meaty.
I was literally thinking about that on the way here. Like, other players who get man-marked out the game, doubled up on whatever you want to do, they start thinking, right, how can I use that to create space and opportunities for my teammates? Mm-hmm. But I don't think it really happened. And for a team like Liverpool who had like 65% of the ball, to not really make any sort of opportunities of any worth, it's mental. And better players... like prime Leo Messi or whatever, they would have used that. You know, and obviously the best players in the world are unmarkable. But yeah, I don't know. He wasn't really drifting. He wasn't coming deep too much. He wasn't coming inside. He wasn't stretching the play. He was just sort of there.
When you get a fullback that's pacey and powerful, like Tino Livramento and Nuno Mendes are, he can get nullified pretty severely.
But
and,
then again, is the issue there that no one else is stepping up?
Yeah, well, that's what Jamie Carragher said post-game. He was like, I feel bad for Mo Salah that...
Because all the eyes are on him.
Yeah, when it's not going well for him, there's no one there to step up. Which I get, but, I mean, it comes with the territory of being best player in the league and Ballon d'Or shouts, blah, blah. Is that the end of the Ballon d'Or shouts for Mo Salah? Say Liverpool do win the Prem.
And
he drops record-breaking numbers in the Prem. I think he's already on course to break Thierry Henry's record.
I know. So Real Madrid went back top of La Liga, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
And
I think
they could be in for... I mean, maybe you're looking at Rafinha even.
At Rafinha, yeah. Rafinha and Yamal look good. Mm. If Barca do Champions League...
Whatever team wins the Champions League.
It's severely weighted to Champions League, but maybe...
Yeah, I just think, I don't know, it depends what sort of how he ends the season.
He's gone out sad in the Champions League and the Carabao. And for me, that's taken a massive
Well, they've got one trophy left to win this season, and if they don't win it from here, the greatest bottle job in history.
Well, you saw like Haaland, he dropped record-breaking goals when Man City won the Prem, didn't get Ballon d'Or.
Yeah, it's difficult. It is so weighted towards the Champions League, isn't it? I mean, we'll talk about a little bit of the game, though. I mean,
yes.
Newcastle were dominant throughout every phase of play. Their midfield, and I'm thinking about this on the way here, on their day, maybe that's the best midfielder in the Premier League. Tonali, just tenacious, brilliant with the ball. He's come back from his ban and looks better than ever.
Oh, mate, he looks so good.
Bruno G, we know what he's about. Mm. The best Bruno in the Prem.
Yeah. I don't know. I want to talk about the other Bruno later on in the video.
Over the course of the season,
Bruno G is quality.
And Joe Linton, mate.
Mate, what
he's
a
monster.
Yeah.
And I find it difficult to think of any midfielder in the Premier League that can go toe for toe with them for physicality, technicality, and just overall sort of like dominant.
Oh, I totally agree. I saw combined 11s of Liverpool and Newcastle pre-game, and they all had Gravenberch over Tonali. And every time I saw that, I was like, you guys are underestimating Tonali. This guy is so good.
I think Gravenberch was hard done by today.
Yesterday.
In the final. Due to Kwanzaa. Mm. I think Jarrell Kwanzaa is so washed.
Mm.
He's too busy trying to step up. Who's it? Ashton Wett,
yeah.
Too busy trying to step off into DMs. I mean,
jeez.
Since that's happened, he's been absolutely diabolical every time he's been called upon. I know he's a young lad. But this man was called up for the England squad.
I know.
You know. Wow. Mental. This is why I worry for Liverpool next year.
Mm.
You might win a Premier League this season, which is great. But if Salah leaves...
Salah, Van Dijk and Trent. There's been no word on what's going on with them three.
And you could be cooked.
You saw the clips at the end of the PSG game where Van Dijk was in the dugout with the PSG owner...
I could just see,
apparently Konate isn't signing a new deal either. Apparently he's looking to leave.
I mean, this could be one thing too many. I don't know, but that's next season's problem. But just even without Trent today, they just look
just lack of ideas. Like
they lost that threat, didn't they?
That midfield that Liverpool got, I like, but like Gravenberch, I don't know. He doesn't like create enough going forward, which is fine. That's not his role. His role is defensively. That's fine. McAllister, I really like. Good at making the game tick over, blah, 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 but doesn't really create chances.
No.
He's more of a tempo man.
Yeah.
And then Szoboszlai, like, I can't work him out. Is he good or is he just shit?
I just don't see Liverpool. I don't think Liverpool are a better team without Curtis Jones.
Yeah, I think
Curtis Jones makes them tick so well.
As soon as he came on, they looked electric.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think Arne Slot's been really good this season at making subs, impactful subs.
Mm.
More often than not, the players he brings on change the game.
Mm.
I think he needs to be braver. Mm. Diaz was having a stinker.
Should have hooked him earlier, yeah.
You know, Jota, nowhere to be seen.
Why is it taking Chiesa until now to get a sniff?
Maybe he's just not being fully fit. He's had a horrendous time with injuries.
Yeah.
Maybe not fully fit. Maybe just not up to speed. I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of attitude problem. We can all speculate. But when he came on, he was the best player on the pitch.
Mm. Right, let's talk about Newcastle. Feel like we should probably talk about them. 70 years without a trophy. Bang! Got one. Eddie Howe.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Trippier. Good.
Good.
But very good. Dan Burn.
Dan Blood Clark Burn.
Into the England team.
What a week for the lad. Call up for England. And then score to get your childhood club the first trophy in 70 years. Shout out Dan Burn.
Just
mate.
Unbelievable. And he couldn't happen to a nicer guy.
Because when he was at Brighton...
He's got six fingers, right?
Does he?
I think he's got six fingers.
Jesus.
I won't Google that.
What can't this guy do? Anywho.
Can you imagine you offside because you're a sick finger?
When he was at Brighton, I just thought he was there. Like, his only attribute was that he was like 6'9". Like, I didn't think he was good at football. I just thought he was genuinely there because he was 6'9".
Oh, no, he lost a finger.
Ah. Yeah. Yeah. Fairs.
So he's actually got nine fingers.
Come on, nine fingers and a goal in Carabao Cup final. That's more than Mo Salah.
Yeah, I mean.
But yeah, what was going on? So his header as well, what a fucking nuts goal that was.
Yeah, Steve Cook-esque.
It took, I think, the fourth corner that he got the first contact on for him to score. What is Liverpool thinking?
What the fuck were they thinking?
Four times.
So they had
he got
Van Dijk and Konate like marking space.
Yeah, mad.
And so after the first one, you think it's pretty obvious what Newcastle were doing, eh?
He's won the corner four times now.
Maybe we should adapt our game plan. Is that just naivety? It can't be naivety.
Especially don't put fucking McAllister on him. Put like, I don't know, Kwanzaa.
Just put fucking Van Dijk on their biggest threat.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he doesn't score often, but when he does, it's a fucking header.
It's stupid. And I like Van Dijk. I called him washed about a season and a half ago, and I thought he was done. And then he's come back, proved me wrong. But there's always been this kind of like thing around him where he like kind of defends with aura. He doesn't actually do any defending. He kind of just defends with aura 90% of the time. And that's what I think he thought he was going to do in this cup final. Like the Isak goal as well. He's like walking backwards in the box when Isak scores the goal. And it's like when teams push him and he's forced to defend deep, I don't know if he's very good at that. He's very good at defending on the front foot.
He is like a playground bully.
Mm.
You know what I mean? He thinks like people won't test him because he's big and he's got aura. But then, you know, you get people like Isak who will
push him.
And then it's like, the questions get asked.
Yeah, and that's what I know. He's one of those that when Liverpool are on the front foot, which is 90% of the time, he's the perfect centre-back for that. But when the pressure's on, like it was against PSG, like it was against Newcastle, semi found out. I don't know.
We spoke about Newcastle midfield, Murphy.
Yeah, I sent a tweet out after the game where, like, obviously Newcastle have got, like, tiers of player. They've got, like, their big money elite
killers. Got Bruno, they've got
Tonali,
Isak,
even Anthony Gordon.
Yeah.
And then they've got this kind of tier below of just workmen that are just
Willock, Murphy,
Burns. Jacob Murphy.
Yeah,
they've got so many of those as well. And it's this perfect mix that Eddie Howe's made in this team of the big boy moneymakers and these kind of workhorses. And yeah, they've just got a very kind of good blend. Everyone playing for the badge. I think like teams like Spurs or Chelsea last season, Man United now, a lot of players that down tools. Don't think you could look at that Newcastle team and think of any player that would down tools.
I don't think you can down tools for Eddie Howe.
Maybe we should talk about Eddie Howe. Is he severely underrated? There was a period...
I mean, we do this every season.
He has a
lot. We have two parts of the season. One where we go, it's time for Newcastle to move on. Go get Jose Mourinho. We'll go big for Zidane.
That's pretty much exactly,
and
what,
that's exactly what we do.
Yeah.
And then we go, they go on a good run.
Get Champions League.
Yeah,
the
and then we're like, he's doing an amazing job.
Yeah.
They haven't even spent that much money. I mean, he who did they bring in this year?
No one. They let go of Anderson and Yacouba Minte for PSR, but I don't think they did any income.
Yeah, so, I mean, you know, this is exactly what we're saying. He's not been... he has good players at his disposal, let's not lie.
Yeah, I'd be interested to know, Newcastle fans, in the comments down below, what position does your squad... like, should that squad finish in? With just like a neutral manager, that squad, where should that squad finish?
Well, I mean, let's talk about the main man.
Because it's a top four squad.
They
right?
have the best striker in the world.
You said probably best midfield in the league or like definitely top three.
I think on its day it is. But I think their play style is so aggressive and high tempo that it's just not feasible. It's like a better version of Tottenham. A more controlled version of Tottenham.
But I'd still say that's a UCL midfield.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
So that squad, barring the defence, which like... is good, but maybe Nick Pope can be improved on. Trippier can, I guess, Lewis Hall and Livramento are the starters, and they're good.
Yeah, I don't know if they're like UCL.
No, and
they're young.
And Shaw definitely aren't.
Yeah,
so maybe the defense is the problem. But yeah, it's a good squad. Maybe sixth is where that squad should.
Well, you look at the top four now. You've got that they're apparently a better team than Liverpool. Based on this weekend.
But
over the course of 38 games,
yeah,
probably not as good as Liverpool, not as good as Arsenal, not as good... Well, they've got a better squad than Forest.
Better squad than Forest, but not as good as Man City.
Not as good as Man City. better than Chelsea?
Yeah, for me.
Better than everybody else, Brighton, better than Villa.
So
yeah.
Fifth.
Yeah, so
fourth, fifth, which is potentially where they're going to finish. So
and fifth would be good enough for a Champions League spot.
Yeah, so maybe we need to hold our hands up and be like, Eddie Howe is doing job.
Maybe the difference between them keeping Isak or not is Champions League.
Yeah, it'll make me sad if he.
And the problem is now they've won a trophy though. It's almost easier to leave.
Leave on a high. Do a Declan Rice after he won.
Do a fucking Mo Salah. You're leaving after Liverpool win the league.
Yeah. Jeez.
And it won't be just be Mo, it'll be fucking Virgil and Big Trent.
I've seen that Liverpool are interested in Isak, but why would Isak go there if them three aren't there?
Be the new main man. That's a lot of funds.
That's a lot of pressure, though.
That's a lot of funds, though.
Yeah, it is. A lot of pressure,
that is the three biggest earners at the club.
What else?
I mean,
Fares.
Huh?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, does he stay if they get Champions League or does he go?
I think, well, all the media say that if they get Champions League, he's staying. I get your point about leaving on a high.
It won't get worse for him.
No.
If it starts off bad, he can move in January.
Move in Jan, and they fucking love him there. Probably give him a new bumper contract if he stays. They'll be able to splash some cash in the summer. They could get some players in that let them compete in the UCL. I can see why he stays.
If they can keep hold of Isak, Tonali, Bruno, there's no reason this team can't even maybe mount a title challenge.
I guess the question is always, is
Eddie Howe the problem?
Yeah, is Eddie Howe that guy?
Which is, yeah, it's still difficult. It's difficult to say, isn't it? I mean,
but they don't care about that right now.
I mean,
they're
lapping up
the trophy.
We'd like to see it.
And let's hope you don't get UCL and Isak comes to Arsenal.
So you just him getting asked about his likeness to Thierry Henry.
I can see it, man.
He's a fucking baller.
He's such a baller. Anyway, let's go to the other football that was going on. Premier League football, a little bit stinky this weekend because, what was it, four teams didn't play because of this game?
What was it, Villa, Liverpool, Newcastle and
Crystal Palace.
Yeah.
First game that I want to talk about, Man City dropping more points in their, not title charge, that's over, UCL kind of.
Yeah.
I think they will get UCL.
I saw a tweet today saying, like, they're still in the FA Cup. If they can win the FA Cup and get top four this season, it's a recovery of some sort.
It is, but by Man City standards, that's still a stinky season.
Yeah, I mean,
but they are currently
with the fifth spot,
fifth, 1 point behind Chelsea. And Chelsea 49, Man City 48, Forest 54.
Yeah,
so they're not even going to hop into third anytime soon.
Well, and Arsenal 58 and level 70. Yeah. I mean, who's behind City?
Newcastle 47, Brighton 47,
I mean
45-45.
I mean, it's tight. Bournemouth, Villa, Fulham, or Brighton go on a run at all.
I think that's the only exciting thing left.
Newcastle's got a game in hand as well.
It's the only exciting thing left in the league this season is the race for those Champions League spots.
Yeah, 100%. Because one of six teams could get it.
Because the title is all but wrapped up unless Liverpool do some spectacular funny stuff.
I mean, and then the relegated
teams are so bad that I think that's sorted.
Is it 20 something years since Forest have been in the top European competition?
Mate, I'd love that for Forest. I think they're playing so well at the moment. They've got good recruits in the summer. Milenkovic, we've spoken about him, like him a lot. Alanga Hudson-Odoi quality. Yeah. Chris Wood's story is great.
I mean, defensively, Milenkovic, yeah, Murillo, fantastic.
Quality.
Brighton. Is he manager of the season, Nuno?
Oh, yeah, 100%. I think even though Arne Slot might win the league, I'd still give it to Nuno.
Mm.
Brighton, like we said, they're sneaking. They're only 2 points off Champions League spots at the moment.
Mate, what happened with Big Ange? You see the bust up with the fan? Apparently he's coming to be some sort of fan coordinator.
I saw the pitch.
He's getting involved at the end of the game. Mm. And then after the game, he's trying to defend Ange. This man won't start you.
I think so. You've got like Spurs fans that I don't want to out names because I'm not that guy. I am that guy. But that were the biggest Ange defenders. And I couldn't see why for the life of me. And I've seen them all turn now.
Now it's indefensible.
I saw after the first leg against Alkmaar where they lost, even though they went and won it the other night and they're into next round, I saw them after that first leg against Alkmaar, they were all saying, that's it for Ange.
It's got to be.
Brother, 15 losses in the league this season. That is mental. So they're sat in 14th spot. And apart from the bottom four teams in the league, Wolves, Ipswich, Leicester, Southampton, no one has lost more games this season than Spurs.
They have a goal difference of 12.
Mate, they are so dead. 15 losses is actually, like, unfathomable for an alleged big six club. That is mental.
I mean, it's nuts. It is absolutely absurd. I mean, to see Man United and Tottenham occupying 13th, 14th is nuts.
Mate, it's mental. Meaty teams. Shout out Fulham. That's another win for them. They actually look okay. I tweeted, go check us out on Twitter. There's a clip of Calvin Bassey muscling Romero off the ball. And it is the most... It's actually disgusting what he does to Romero. Like, Romero's a big lad. He throws him like a rag doll.
Bassey, when we went to Ajax final, and he had a stinker.
Yeah.
And then he got signed for...
We thought he was meaty. Look at this clip. I'll put it on the screen. Look at this, hang on. He literally launches him. I'll put it on the screen for you guys. It's a funny watch.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, come on, it's got to get better. It's surely got to get better. He's not going to win anything in his second season.
Mate, I'd bin Ange off now and get Thomas Frank King quicker than you can say.
Yeah, they're fortunate that the three promoted teams are
dead.
Absolute codswallop.
Talking to Thomas Frank, Brentford beat Bournemouth, who we were thinking are in a bit of a UCL title charge, but...
What, they 5 or 6 wins away in a row now?
Yeah, Brentford. We started the season and they had like this weird record where they had the best home record in the league.
Couldn't win a game away.
Worst away record in the league. They've flipped that now. 5 away wins in a row for them. Starting to creep their way up the table. I think they're top half now, which is the first time they have been all season. Bournemouth have taken a bit of a dip. I don't think they're... No wins in 4 now, I think, for Bournemouth, which is a... Who knows? But I still think it's a really good season if they get any Europe for Bournemouth.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, for Brentford as well. So that was an interesting game.
Yeah, I mean, the Premier League is shaping up. I mean, you're looking at the bottom three now is pretty much set in stone.
Yeah.
West Ham, Wolves, Everton are all far superior to Ipswich, Southampton and Leicester. I don't see any of them getting anywhere near.
If anything, I think Spurs would be the one that finished closest to them.
And yeah, I don't know. Like you say, the most exciting part now is that race for top
race
5.
Race for Europe, yeah.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we haven't got long to go now. I think, what, 8 games, 9 games left?
Mm.
We could potentially see Liverpool wrap it up in the next five games.
Yeah, you'd hate to see it if they do actually wrap it up soon. But
yeah.
Arsenal beat Chelsea. That was a bit of a stinky game, actually. Two teams that are like just absolutely devoid of like any attacking threat. Saw Saicedo come out after the match and say, this Arsenal team have been together for 7 years. We were better than them on the day. That's a good sign for us. Where's Big Man getting 7 years from?
What game did he watch?
Miles Lewis-Skelly 7 years ago was 11 years old, mate.
He's just making shit up.
Just honestly, just lied. Just lied.
Just I was like, out there, just like,
I saw it on Twitter. I was like, you got to rate it. You're just lying. And dumb Chelsea fans that will just be like, oh, yeah, no. Yeah, 7 years. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, well
facts,
done, Saicedo.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was mental. But the actual game was pretty drab.
Yeah, that sums it up, doesn't it? Drab Premier League, fantastic Carabao.
Come on.
It's been Board Draw, episode 127. And it's live.